For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was one of the most iconic roles in cinema history.
Yeah, it was a farce.
Don't ever denigrate Scarface.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Crossover time with Willard and Dibs. Coming up at 2 o'clock, 12 minutes. What's bugging you? Sponsored by Atco Pest Control.
Everything.
Yeah, we got one.
Everything.
Did somebody not give Willard the memo?
What?
That I don't appreciate when people laugh in the middle at something other than what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I am not the person to have in the room with you if you don't want laughter. I laugh at everything.
Especially on Friday.
Yeah.
This guy will get the giggles, and it's always an over-under on when he like gets the giggles to where he cannot recover. Usually it's about 4:07. And pay the under, but there will be a moment on Friday where something will be said that's probably not that funny, and he will just lose it. And my favorite thing is, for the YouTube audience, the head goes down, and you won't see him.
It's gone.
Gone.
Yeah,
gone.
I'm down for the count. One of my favorite lines in any musical, you know, whatever, a song, one of my favorite lyrics from the late, may he rest in peace, Kurt Cobain.
Yep.
I wish I was like you, easily amused.
I wish I was like you, easily amused.
Very good. Very, very good.
Great song.
And that's me. I am easily
damn
amused.
Five. It's a rare five.
And it's a gift. It's like some people find it annoying. But, like, I'm amused by things in life on a daily basis.
Well, yeah. Your greatest strength is also your greatest weakness.
Ain't that the damn truth?
So, just real quick.
Yeah. I'm so happy
Nirvana?
When you sing.
No?
I love it when Steiny sings.
I do, too, but...
It's the best.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Kurt Cobain?
Yes.
Well, Evan
now
has
that's
no,
an ins, of course.
Evan has no idea what that was. Nirvana.
That was Nirvana.
I'm familiar with Steiny was singing, but that wasn't Cobain.
Quit on your head.
Yeah. No.
Is it All Apologies? Is that
yes.
That's the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
All Apologies.
Of course. Now that you mentioned
it.
Came out before you were born, and that's fair. That's fine.
What year did he pass away?
He's 27.
I was going to say, when did...
Well, they all did when they're 27.
When did Courtney Hole do
something about a white lighter. Ken knew right away. So 93? Was
well,
that
Ken's,
right?
Yeah.
Ken's older than me. It's from a different generation.
What'd you call her?
She had a band called Hole, so I like to call her Courtney Hole.
That's racy. It's very, that's up against the line. Yeah,
not a fan.
The haircut looks great.
Although
it just
I did
looks
like
fantastic.
I did like a couple of her albums. Their albums, I should say. Hey, your boy was... I should have just dropped the mic after the last segment.
Why?
I'll tell you why. It's because we were talking about the 49ers last year not getting it done. And was it a failure? Was it unsuccessful? Trying to put all these words on it. And I always have trouble with that because here's what I remember saying last. You guys didn't hear the last segment, did you?
No.
What I remember saying last year,
they were prepping.
No, I was at Starbucks.
It was a high-level conversation with management.
A huge coffee. It's Friday and I'm amused.
So
go ahead.
I remember saying last year, and I was almost wrong, hey, can the 49ers win the Super Bowl? And I remember saying, I just don't think that the San Francisco 49ers, with a quarterback who's only started 5 games in the regular season and 2 playoff games, I think that's asking a lot to think a guy like that is going to be able to lead them to a Super Bowl.
You mean so before the year started?
Correct.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
I remember that.
Now, they almost did. But what I'm saying now is, now it's a year later. can, like,
unequivocally, he can do
it. Yes. And he's probably more equipped to continue having another good year. And okay, he dipped in the playoffs. Okay. I don't attribute that to anything other than, well, he's a young quarterback making the playoffs for the first time. It's not all going to go swimmingly. And so, like, that's the one thing. We were talking about some positives. So apart from Williams and Ayuk and some of the injuries they have, that in and of itself leads you to lead you into the season knowing they can do it. I mean, they can do it. I don't know if they will, but they can. Because if last year doesn't go like it does, then we don't even know if they can.
I remain incredibly optimistic about this football team. I know it's very hard right now, but yeah, I am not deterred by all this stuff that's going on. There's two things that I'll mention real quick. One of them, and Dibs are gonna, and I are going to talk about this. I firmly believe the Super Bowl hangover is not a thing. And I know you guys just played the Brady sound, and we will too. I think that is a figment of our imagination based on our own expectations. I also think that we have reached a time where the 49ers are one of the biggest shows, if not the biggest show in sports, and the media is using them the same way that they have LeBron James through the years. And we are the media, so I'm not like taking a gun at the media here. My point is that the 49ers make good content. When you rip Brock Purdy, you get clicks. When you rip Dak Prescott, people just go, well, yeah. When you rip Tua, it's like, okay, why are you taking a shot at the guys down in Miami who never threatened anyone? For whatever reason, Brock is very polarizing. Kyle Shanahan is very polarizing. The Niners are star-studded, and they have this perfect blend of, like, everyone thinks they're the best, but they've never gotten over the top. So when you take a shot at them, Chris Sims today, fourth best roster in the NFC, that's going to drive engagement. And it has made us feel like a bunch of crap is wrong with the 49ers. And I'd argue they just have some holdouts and we'll figure it out.
Well, if Trent and Brandon both come back and play week one, then their starting offense will be exactly the same as it was last year, except for Dominic Pooney, who might start in place of Spencer Burford.
And may well be an improvement.
Exactly. Yep. So if you take that, just, you know, last year's O and this year's O, and if you put Pooney in place of Burford and you think he's better, well, then they're better because none of these guys have gotten so old that they're going to be declining. So defensively, yeah, you don't have Dre Greenlaw and you lost Chase Young and you have new pieces up front and you have a new linebacker. Is your defense a little bit worse? Well, we'll see, but maybe. But really, is your roster any worse now with Brandon and Trent than it was last year? I don't think so.
But that's also assuming that they're going to be the same players. And from what we've seen the last 2 years, when players go through, I guess, not so much Trent. I think he's in a different category. But with BA, I mean, Bosa and Debo have told us that contract negotiations impacted how they played. So if I can just pencil in 1,350 yards and second-team All-Pro production, I think you're right. There's reason to believe that they could even be better because I think the quarterback has a chance to get better because he's gone through it and had that experience. But that's not the way that things work, in at least the way that I read it. So I don't expect Ayuk to be at the same level he was last year.
And that's fair.
I don't expect all these players that have gone through what they did and with the wear and tear on their body to just be the same. You know, sure, Super Bowl hangover might just be an umbrella term, but negotiations, holdouts, injuries, you know, the contracts that they do choose and don't choose to give out, the contract that loomed over from last year. I think the difference at defensive coordinator, like all of these things together to me do fall under the umbrella of a Super Bowl hangover.
Maybe, but I get what you're saying, but at the same time, there is not a rule that if you go through a contract negotiation, you have to come back and play worse. And then there are other players. Brock Purdy, this is the first time he's ever had an offseason. It's the first time he's ever had an offseason as a starting quarterback. So what if we argue that even if BA is a little bit worse, what if your quarterback play is even better? You know, like it could get better in spots. I think what you're talking about is actually just in the end, it's reality, which is to say, like, there's a bunch of bad stuff that can happen, and most of it didn't last year. And this year it might. And that's kind of why, like, that's why there's a quote-unquote Super Bowl hangover. It's very hard to make it to the end. And so when you have to go through the whole journey again, there's a bunch of potholes. And they'll probably hit some. And they probably will not make the Super Bowl this year. But I don't think that has anything to do with the fact that they lost the Super Bowl last year or that Brandon Ayuk is mad about money.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we just differ on this. Like, yes, is it directly because they made the Super Bowl and lost in overtime? Perhaps not. But I don't think that, I think the result of some of these things that are going on are because of the result of last season. If they had won the Super Bowl last year, do you think we'd still be in the same spot with both these two players?
Potentially even more of them. I don't know how winning the Super Bowl makes anyone say, I don't need my dough. Like, it would, and in fact, I think historically, if you look at teams, when they win championships, you start handing out thank you contracts. The Giants got ridiculed for that for years with what they did post-Super Bowl. So I think that that is simply a result of the fact that the 49ers have tons of good players who are performing at a high level. And so a lot of them wanted to show up and leverage that for more dough. Well, and I think they do that win or lose in that game.
The Chiefs won in 2019 and they traded Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs just won it last year. They traded their number one corner.
Mm-hmm.
So winning the Super Bowl had an impact. In fact, they didn't retain their players. They chose to move on from them.
Right, but that's their that's their choice. And by the way, the Tyreek Hill one was prior to them winning the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They traded him before they traded him before. Tyreek Hill.
He wasn't there for the first one?
He was there for the one against Garoppolo.
Yeah, no.
He was not there for the one against the Eagles.
That's what I said. When they won in 19,
He was not there for the one against the Eagles. And actually, I think it was the year after that they traded Tyreek. But anyway, neither here nor there. Yeah, I mean, that's every organization's going to look at this a certain way. Tyreek wanted to absolutely break the wide receiver market, and the Chiefs philosophically aren't into it. And the Niners might not be either, which is why we're still sitting here. But I think this conversation is the exact same if they had won that game or lost it.
He's still looking for his big money. Yeah. And I think Trent is in the same spot also, whether they won or they lost, and he wants to get paid. And, you know, McCaffrey was in the same spot and they broke him off within 12 minutes of him saying, hey, I want more money. Hold on. We'll be right back. Let me run to the vault and see how much more we have for you. So I don't think that it's about how they did last year, why this is happening. I do look at the last 5 years and I see a team that's been in the conference championship game for the 5 years, and the 1 year they weren't.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's when they lost their quarterback. So I look at a sustainability of the system, and we'll get into the Tom Brady sound that, you know, Grandy shared, and we all were talking about it on our show thread, about what Tom Brady said on the Stephen A. Smith podcast about this team and this organization, this front office. I do think it's sustainable no matter who you have on the roster.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. All right, here we go.
You want me to do it?
Wait, by the way, I thought you were going to address the fact that Dibs talked about their thread.
No.
It was between multiple people. We had a disagreement. He said I put something on the thread when really I just texted him individually.
Now I know what's bugging me.
Okay.
I now know. Perfect.
Well, termites munching, causing you woe? ATCO Pest Control, we're pros, you know. Swift Solutions, eco-friendly care. Check out our site for what we prepare. ATCOPestControl.com, where pests beware.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. I felt good about it. You can go first.
Okay.
I got something. You're not going to like what's bugging me.
That's fine. I was going to come. I was going to come down Deion Sanders Road, but he owes a thank you to you because you just got under my skin now.
Yeah, he did,
Evan.
Trying for 4 hours. Thank you.
I wasn't wrong, or telling you you were wrong for what a threat is. I was asking you to inform me the difference between a thread and a text. And not one time did I say, no, what I'm saying is a thread. I just said, what's the difference between a thread and a text? You told me, and I said, oh, okay. So I wasn't wrong. I was simply questioning.
Yeah.
I was taking a shot at him.
Yeah. And you've been trying all day. I've been hearing
you. What the hell with Deion Sanders, too, who's not talking to a local columnist because he was mean to Deion.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then, he was doing that last year, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Or a few of the people that doubted
him. Let me ask you this. If your name were Deion and you were the head coach of Colorado, would you have a conversation with a gentleman who's referred to you as false prophet, deposition Deion, Planet Prime, Bruce Lee of BS, and a circus atmosphere?
Those are all fours.
No.
Oh, the last one's not.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, he's not either.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Like that's if you want to cover a team.
But he's a columnist.
Yeah.
But we have a guy like that on the Niners beat now. You know that. Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Anyway,
if you want to cover a team, if you want to cover a team, and you think that that gives you blanket access, then you need to cover the team. If you want to get personal, they get to get personal too.
He still can cover the team.
Yeah, you get a credential. You get a credential, but like,
how about this though?
Of course, you can say
no. They don't have to answer
Sanders,
questions.
How about this? Come on, Sanders' contract allows him to speak only with mutually agreed upon media. He's the only coach with that in his contract.
That's savvy.
It's totally fine.
Totally.
I know people who do that without it in their contract.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look, you know this, we know this. You can put out requests for anyone you want to talk to.
Yeah.
And if they don't like you, they can say no.
Mm.
They can say no.
Yeah, they can.
Hey, Bonte.
And yet Steph still comes on.
I'm surprised you're talking to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can do it that way, too. You can just start talking to him and start taking shots right back at him. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, let's not get behind. Dibs, what's bugging you? Sponsored by Atka. Well, if they each go 4 minutes, I'm going to be here till 2:16.
No, mine'll
be wrong with that?
Yeah, mine'll be about
Friday,
60
Mark.
Seconds, and you can rebuke me all you want. But what's bugging me is voting, and I vote. I vote every single time. But when it comes time to vote in November, we all know who we're going to vote for when it comes to the office of the president.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else down the ballot, it's all just guesswork. We're all just going to profile based on what we think that we are and what we think that they are. Treasurer, comptroller, lieutenant governor,
comptroller's
all
amazing.
Of the various other propositions. For me, voting is the biggest joke in American democracy because it's really not anything to do with your choice. You go in the booth and 99.9% of us, you, because I will look through the ballot, but you get that sample thing and it's like 88 pages. You don't read it.
No.
Nobody reads it. And when you get in the booth, you look through and you go, hey, you know, scan. Well, that sounds expensive. No. That sounds cool. Yes. Voting is an absolute joke. It's democracy by idiocracy is what it is. That's what's bugging me. And I came to this hearing you guys earlier.
That's a take. Because
you did a thing about, you were talking about Steph and, you know, Steph and this and God and whatnot. And I heard you and I thought, you know what? That's interesting. And I know how I'm going to vote for president, but the rest of it, I've got no idea. Do you know who's running for treasurer this year? Thank you. Do you know who our current lieutenant governor is? You should.
Do you?
Yeah, Rob Bonta.
Oh, Bonta.
Friend of the program.
He's on in the
Bonta.
Morning. How many jobs does Bonta
exactly.
have? Jeez.
That is.
Good Lord.
Anyway, for me, it's voting. And my other one, you had me thinking about it, is threads. because I go on Threads and all the things in my Threads feed, I don't follow any of you. Why are you in my feed?
That's true on Twitter now, too.
Well, it's
true on Twitter now.
Anyway,
too.
But yeah. For me, what's bugging me, voting. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just...
What do you think? How are you going to vote on Proposition 7?
I got
no.
I
done my, Proposition 7. No. That's the point.
It's August.
No. Stupid. Don't pin us voting on that. Is stupid.
We don't have to know.
Day at a time. Thank I haven't you. Studied it yet.
Hang in there. You won't.
Yeah.
Does anybody have the same judgment that I'm trying? I hate. I don't want to be judgmental. But do you have the same judgment when they have those little videos of the 12 people who are undecided voters?
I saw it last night.
I look at them and I'm like, really? Really, people? You're really, like, you got this and you got that. And you're like, I don't know. They're pretty close to each other. Can't figure out which way I'm leaning. Are you really undecided at this point?
It was pretty cool last night because they had the panel of really? Eight. And seven of them were like, Kamala.
Totally.
And the one guy's like, Trump. The guy in the top right,
yeah.
Trump.
Yep.
I don't like the way she gave her speech,
right.
Trump. Mm. And I was like, you guys are awesome. The 80 year are awesome. So you're getting your 15 about, minutes.
No one, and you must have loved the one lady who was like, I don't like either of them. I'm not voting.
Exactly. But who's she so voting funny. For lieutenant well, governor? That's what I want to know.
I'll piggyback on
please
that.
Please do it. I'm sorry, Evan. Me.
No.
I'm going to soften the blow.
Okay, please.
What's bugging me, and it's an election year, so you get the text, what, 3-4 times a day? Oh, hey, did you just see?
Dude.
Something happened, and you can have your donation go times $700 million if you put in 5 cents now. I have a rule on my phone. I'm not clicking on a link. If you send me a link, I don't care if it says you'll be a millionaire if you click on this link. In fact, I really won't click on it if it says that. I've clicked on a link one time in my life, and I was on the phone with the bank 2 minutes later changing every single card that I have. So if you want to send me a request for a donation, you better either do it over email or you better be standing in front of me. On my phone, that little blue line, that's a no from me, dog, no matter what the hell you're asking.
Love
me.
It. You're not donating anyways. If someone's on the court, if someone's
I'm
on the court,
I'm not giving you any money.
I'm giving him any money anyways.
I got all the money.
Oh, well, what's bugging me, and really it's been bugging me the entire show, I'm not... It's the neck beard. I don't typically go this clean shaven, and so there's this middle spot between when you're fully got the full beard. Yeah. Now, Stein, you might not know much about this.
No, I can't speak to
when
it.
When you have the full beard and when you're in the stubble phase. And right now it's just been itchy the entire show for 4 hours, and it's a neared really is what it's called.
That's a five.
The neck beard is what's been bugging me this entire show because I can't stop from itching, and every time you itch, it's like a mosquito bite. It just gets worse. So I got to go home and take out the butcher's knife and go to work.
So what's your plan though? Because I'm just looking behind the glass, and we have Ken, the great Ken from New York, who is
that's a real
fully,
beard.
But he's fully bearded, but no neck action.
Yeah.
And then there's Carter, who I can't even tell because he's so tall. I can't even see him.
Yeah, I can't see Carter.
And my son, Quest, who is 23, he's even more bearded than these two, and he's got some neck beard action. If you want to go neck beard, you got to let it grow in. What's your plan with the neck beard? Because I got a little bit of scruffy scruff, but I keep my neck beard tight because I'm just like you. I can't stand the itchiness.
I usually give it a couple of weeks because I don't have enough on the sides towards the neck to even it out.
Yeah.
So I give it a couple of weeks and then I let it fill in and then I just kind of hack at it from time to time.
Oh, wow.
And it's almost like the best kind of itch and you're just ripping off the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
But you have like 3 or 4 days in which you just really can't do anything about it.
Andrew Luck played an entire career like this, but now you know why he retired. He couldn't take it anymore.
Couldn't take the neck beard.
Not only did he have a neck beard, but this guy has a chin strap on for a living. Terrible idea.
Real quick, facial hair, if I can go around the horn. Evan, Steiny, I got a couple minutes. I think that you would be a great mustache guy and like a handlebar. I think that it fits your face. Steiny, I know you can't grow facial hair. Have you ever tried? And Willard, rocked a beard in your life?
I've never rocked a beard. I have done a soul patch.
You would patch?
Oh,
this
boy.
Was 1,000 years ago.
Tim Hudson?
It was an experimentation sensation.
That's a bucket I'll pay.
Here's my quick answer. I can't stand facial hair. Period. Next person.
Oh.
That's it. But years ago, I'm like, Let's check it out.
Personal.
Let's see what happens. I don't mean on you.
Oh,
I don't mean on others. I mean on me.
Okay. On anybody.
I told Christy this recently. I'm like, if I don't even know if you like facial hair or not, but you're never going to have to worry about it because no.
Yeah.
No. And I so one time, I'm like, let's experiment. Let's find out what happens here. It started to come in a little bit blonde in spots. There was things going on. We shaved that and never looked back.
Okay.
That's the end of that.
All right, three things. One,
I hope they take 5 minutes long each.
Three things. One, I'm itchy too, but it's to get to the ship. Two,
good call.
Rod Bonte. He's the Attorney General.
Not the Lieutenant Governor.
That actually makes my point even better.
I share that information on 95.7.
You're a genius.
The game.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.